Macron's coronavirus prompts EU leaders to self-isolate. Political elite in France and across Europe forced to change plans after president's diagnosis. Paris, it's the coronavirus case that set off a chain reaction of contact tracing, testing and self-isolation among political leaders across Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron was diagnosed with COVID-19 on Thursday after experiencing initial symptoms, according to a statement from his office. He will continue to work and carry out his activities remotely, the Élysée Palace said in a brief statement that didn't shed light on what symptoms Macron was experiencing, or indicate when or where he might have contracted the disease. It said Macron would self-isolate for 7 days. An Élysée official later said Macron's symptoms include coughing, fever and fatigue. The message coming out of the French presidency aimed to reassure people that there was no leadership vacuum at the top of the state, with Macron still in command despite his diagnosis. 2 hours after the news broke, he took part in a working lunch and a meeting on France's foreign development aid, but with a peculiar adjustment. His guests had lunch together in one room at the Élysée, while he video-conferenced in from another. Later in the afternoon, he appeared publicly for the first time after his diagnosis, speaking at a second conference focused on humanitarian aid and NGOs. Addressing the audience by remote video conference, he unusually kept his mask on, his voice not betraying any particular symptoms, and wore a high turtleneck. In the evening, Macron headed to the secondary presidential residence of La Lanterne on the outskirts of Paris, where he will be isolating. His wife, Brigitte Macron, who tested negative for coronavirus, remained at the Élysée Palace, according to the Élysée official. Macron is the latest in a series of world leaders to get the coronavirus, following on from the likes of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and US President Donald Trump. But Macron's hyperactive role in the European Union and international affairs meant this case had unusually broad repercussions for the continent's political elite. Across Europe, a plethora of leaders who met with Macron in recent days had to review their plans, get tested and consider whether to go into self-isolation, which some did as a precaution. In the week preceding Macron's diagnosis, he hosted Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi at the Élysée and attended a European Council summit in Brussels with the leaders of the other 26 EU countries as well as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel and European Parliament President David Sassoli. On Monday, he hosted a handful of leaders in Paris for lunch to mark the 60th anniversary of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, including Michel. The European Council President was informed by French authorities that he is not considered a close contact but he will go into self-isolation as a precaution, his spokesman said. He is tested regularly and tested negative on Tuesday, the spokesman said. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who attended the same lunch, decided to go into self-isolation until December 24, his office said. He tested negative on Thursday. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, Luxembourg Prime Minister Xavier Bettel and Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin were all getting tested and either isolating or limiting their activities until they got their results. Martin tested negative Thursday. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa, who Macron hosted for a working lunch on Wednesday ahead of the start of the Portuguese presidency of the Council of the EU in January, went into self-isolation and cancelled a trip to Africa and other events requiring his physical presence. He posted a photo on Twitter of himself getting a coronavirus test, and his office later said he tested negative. Costa will remain in isolation until health authorities give him the okay to leave. Working lunches at the Élysée have been held in larger rooms than usual to allow guests to respect social distancing while still seated at the table. Mask wearing is compulsory and gel dispensers dot the hallways and tables at the Élysée. Von der Leyen, for her part, does not plan to self-isolate, the Commission's chief spokesman Eric Mamer said. She was tested on Monday as every week, Mamer said. Domestic debate. Macron has also kept a busy domestic schedule, amid preparations for a coronavirus vaccination drive and a push for a new law to fight radical Islamism and another on global security. He has also been embroiled in controversies around the freedom of the press and police violence and is gearing up for regional elections next year. On Tuesday, he presided over a weekly defense council that looks into security threat assessments and is attended by security chiefs and senior cabinet members like the foreign and defense ministers. He also held a lunch with the leaders of France's parliamentary groups. On Wednesday, he chaired the weekly cabinet meeting and hosted a dinner with political allies. Ministers who only met Macron during the cabinet meeting or defense council are not self-isolating or getting tested because they respected strict distancing measures, according to Élysée and ministry officials. Only the Minister for Parliamentary Relations and the President of the Lower House of Parliament are considered close contact cases so far, because they were closer to Macron than other guests during the lunch on Tuesday. The news of his infection drew a mixed reaction from commentators. Some drew attention to Macron hosting working meals with more than six people, making accusations of double standards as officials have been recommending that citizens limit gatherings over the holidays to six people. Others voiced support for prioritizing the vaccination of top government officials. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wished Macron a speedy recovery in an unusually informal message, using the to form in French, according to a tweet by her spokesman. British Prime Minister Johnson, who suffered serious illness as a result of the coronavirus earlier this year, was among the first world leaders to wish Macron well. "Sorry to hear my friend that Emmanuel Macron has tested positive for coronavirus. We are all wishing you a speedy recovery," he tweeted in English and French. The spokesperson for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has fiercely criticized Macron in recent months, also tweeted out, in French, "wishes for a speedy recovery." And Russian President Vladimir Putin sent a cable expressing alarm at Macron's diagnosis and wishing him good health for years to come, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. Macron is expected to be in isolation until Christmas Eve, a period that will cover his 43rd birthday on Monday. Elisa Braun, Jules Darmanin, Paul Ames, Lily Bayer and David M. Herzenhorn and Christina Gallardo contributed reporting. This article has been updated.